In our previous shiur, we began in discussing the machloikis Beisham Beishol, if on Yontav we say the concept of mitoich, and explaining the lomdus of mitoich, and we mentioned briefly the machloikis of Rashi and Tosfos, that when we have the concept of mitoich, how far is that concept applied? Rashi's opinion is that according to Beis Hillel, that we say mitoich says that there is no isser on these malachas at all. And according to Beis Hillel, the halacha that you're not allowed to carry on something shloi letzorich is only a gzera the rabbanim. Again, as we've mentioned in the previous year, even though we have this concept of mitoich, and even now we have this very lenient approach on mitoich, according to Rashi, certainly it's only applicable to malachis that have an oichel nefesh component to them. But malachis that don't have an oichel nefesh component to them, there, of course, there is no concept of mitoich. So according to Rashi, it's very understandable what the Gemara said, that according to Beis Hillel, there is no chiv malchus for shechting an oilus nedova and yontif, because the concept of mitoich teaches us, that it's mut, that mitoich is mutter, that Shchit is mutter. And even if we follow the opinion of Rabbeinu Chananel, which we also quoted in our previous shiur, that it has to be L'tzorich Mitzvah, at the end of the day, there is a Tzorich Mitzvah involved. Even Tosfos, who has this much stricter interpretation of Mitoich, and therefore according to Tosfos, only what's L'tzorich Oichel L'tzorich Yontif is included in the Heter Mitoich. If it's not L'tzorich Yontif, it's not included in the Heter Mitoich. So the question now is, how will Tosfos understand why according to Beis Hillel, one doesn't get Malkus for Shechting Oilus Nadava and Yontif? There's no Tzorich Yontif here. And if there's no Tzorich Yontif, even Beis Hillel, according to Tosfos, hold there's an Issa Deraisa. So Tosfos answers that in Shechting Oilus Nadava, there is an element of Simchus Yontif. Why? Because there's a concept, Shlo Yehei Shulchanoi Molei V'Shulchan Rabbi Reikom. It's inconceivable to Tosfos that we should have a situation that we, Baruch Shem and Yontif, are enjoying Yontif the Gemils, and the Mizbeach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is left empty. And therefore, according to Tosfos, there also is a concept, according to his stricter interpretation of Mitoich, will agree, even Beis Hillel's stricter interpretation, Tosfos' stricter interpretation of Mitoich, will allow one to, if Shechted Oilus Nadav V'Yontif, you didn't do anything wrong. Now the question is, according to Rashi's interpretation, that there is no concept, there is no Isser Hotzah at all on Yontif, because Mitoich teaches us that Midaraisa, there is no Hotzah whenever you carry Lutzorich, even if it's not Lutzorich Eichel Nefesh, it's not Osir. Only Midrabonin is an Osir Shloi Lutzorich. And as we mentioned in the previous shiur, the whole reason our Gemara is saying that Muksa is Osir and Yontif is only because you may come to carry. So ask the Rashba, even if you'll come to carry, you'll never be over an Issa Daraisa. Because according to Rashi, there is never an Issa Haitzah on Yontif. So the Maram answers, there's enough Gemina if we say if Haitzah is Mutar and Yontif because of Mitoich, or if we say that there is no Issa Haitzah and Yontif. If there is no Issa Haitzah, and our Gemara said, only, in other words, let's understand the Rashba's question a little better. The Rashba's question is that the Gemara said that there's an Issa, if there is no Issa carrying a Yontif, because the Gemara and the Havmina wanted to assume that the Machloikis Beishamim Beisul is if there is Erev HaHitzah on Yontif, is there Issa carrying on Yontif, that would be the opinion of Beishamai. And the opinion of Beisul that there is no Issa of carrying on Yontif. So the Gemara said, if that's the case, that Beisul holds there's no Issa carrying on Yontif, so therefore, one, why would there be an Issa Muksa if there's no Issa carrying? And where the Issa Muksa was only made, was only instituted because one shouldn't come to carry. So ask the Rashba. And now according to Rashi, why is it any better? According to Rashi, there is no Issa Haitzah on Yontif. Because Rashi is explaining, and the way we explained in our previous shir, that Mitoich tells us that certain malachas are entirely not Asur on Yontif, Haitzah being one of them. So if Haitzah is never Asur on Yontif, the entire Issa of Haitzah and Yontif is only Midrabbanan when it's Shaloi L'Tzarech according to Rashi. So we're back to our question. Why did Chazal make Gzeira Muksa? Muksa you may because you may come to carry, but even if you carried, according to Rashi, you can never be over a Malacha D'Raisa. So answers the Maram. There's a very big difference. If Haitzah is B'chlal not a Malacha on Yontif, or if the Heta of Haitzah is because Mitoich. If we say, if there is no Issa Haitzah in Yontif, so that means as far as Yontif is concerned, there is no Malach in the world called Haitzah. And therefore, there would be no reason to make a Gzeir of Muksa. But if we say the reason is Mitoich, what does that say to us? That Haitzah is considered a Malacha, but even though it's a Malacha, the Torah said it's Mutter. Very, very subtle but important difference. If we say the Beis Hillel's opinion is that there's no Issa carrying on Yontif, so then I can't make Zeris for something that doesn't exist. Mitoich, even according to Rashi's lenient interpretation, doesn't say that Haitzah is not a Malacha. And therefore, even Rashi, since Haitzah remains a Malacha, even though there's never a practical application of that Malacha, because the way Rashi explains, you can never be chayiv for carrying on Yontif. Still, midaraisa, still, it is in the category of a malacha. And since it's in the category of a malacha, the halacha is that we could understand why Chazal would have made a gzera of muksa. Tosfos, as we said, disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos has a number of reasons to disagree with Rashi, where Rashi has this very lenient interpretation of Mitoich, that these malachas are b'chlal not considered a malacha on Yontif, and even if they're done shloi l'tzaruch Yontif, midaraisa, you're not chayiv. One is, the Gemara says, ha'oif miyontif l'choil, the Gemara Masech the Pesachim says, and this is really the basis of what we're going to learn in the next parak. We'll discuss this more, Mitzvah Shem, why Chazal made Erev Tavshilin, that if you bake on Yontif L'Tzoruch Choyl, you get Malkus. Now let's understand. Oif is certainly one of the Malachas of Oichel Nefesh. According to Rashi, any Malacha of Oichel Nefesh, we have Mitoich. So you can never get Malkus for these types of Malachas, because even when they're done Shaloi L'Tzoruch, according to Rashi, it's also the opinion of the Rambam actually, there is no, Mitoich says that Midaraisa, this is never a Malacha. The Gemara Masechta Pesachim also says that you're not allowed to burn kachim on Yontif. And if you did burn kachim on Yontif, you're over a Malkus. You get Malkus. Again, why? Havara, as our Gemara here, the Begadim here, but Amud Aleph, going into Amud Beis, Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, teaches us that Havara is one of the Oichel Lefesh Malachas. The Gemara Masechta Ksubis, on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says that one is not allowed to make burn incense on Yontif,
And the reason is because it's ein shavul chal nefesh. It's not everybody needs incense. In other words, we're learning a very important concept, which we will, mitzvah Shem, still discuss, that even when melachas oichel nefesh is mutter, it's only mutter by melachas that are shovel kol nefesh. But if it's not a melacha shovel kol nefesh, then it's not mutter. So the question is, why don't we say mitoich? And burning incense is havara, and by and therefore it's not mutter, but shouldn't we say mitoich? So in answer to these questions, so that's why Tosfos says, from here we see, the mitoich is only when there's a tzoruch yontav involved. But if there is no tzoruch yontav involved, it's awesome midaraisa. How do we understand Rashi's opinion? So the Karban Asanal attempts to explain Rashi's opinion. And he says that the reason one gets malchus if he baked miyontav l'chol, because when do we say mitoich? That's only when you're eating. And once you're eating in the Zman Achila, and you could do oichel nefesh, so we say mitoich. Yontav l'chol, which has nothing to do with Achilas Yontav at all, is not, we don't say mitoich. Regarding the question of kotshim, why would one get malchus for burning kotshim on Yontav? So he says that it's actually a gzeres akosef. Even though the Torah is teaching us that even though mitoich should teach us that you shouldn't get malchus, here is a special gzeres akosef. And indeed, he says by mugmer you wouldn't get malchus. There's a very important concept. You wouldn't get malchus, according to Rashi, if you burnt mugmer on yontif, because we have the concept of mitoich. There's a very important concept, which is basically the concept on which we rely on to make an Erev Tavshilin, the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, the beginning of the next parak that we're going to learn here, Masechta Beya, is very much based on this svara. If Yontif is on Friday, may we bake the Tzairuch Shabbos? We make an Erev Tavshilim. But as the Gemara Masechta Pesachim itself asks, in Midaraisa you're not allowed to cook from Yontif to Shabbos, the Isra Achana, so how could an Erev Tavshilim solve that problem? So there are essentially two explanations, understand the Gemara, to answer that question. As we learned in the Gemara Masechta Pesachim, it's Machloikis, Rabba, and Rav Chisda. Rabba's opinion is, Hoyle Miklei Orchim. If guests would come on Yontif, the halacha would be that if guests would come on Yontif, I would be cooking for them. So now when I'm cooking on Friday, Erev Shabbos Yontif, when it's Yontif Friday, even though I'm cooking for Shabbos, but if guests come, I'll give them their food. So it turns out I'm cooking L'tzayruch Yontif, and that's why Midaraisa there's no problem. The Rabbanan said make an Erev Tavshilin, as the Gemara will learn in the next parak explains. Rav Chisda says that really Yontif and Shabbos is one Kedusha. It's one extended Kedusha. So it's not there's no problem of Hachana, because it's really one long day. Just like I could cook Yontif in the morning for Yontif in the afternoon, it's one day. Yontav and Shabbos represent one Kedusha. But the pshat that's most often used is the pshat of Rabba, of Hoylo Mikolei Orchim. So Mepharshim asks, once we have a concept of Hoylo Mikolei Orchim, why do we have to have Mitoich? If Mitoich says I could do anything, so especially according to Rashi's interpretation, so why do I have to come on to Hoylo? So, the Achroinim grapple with this question. The simple answer is that even Rashi, who has this lenient approach to Mitoich, as we're learning, agrees that if the Tzloy L'Tzoyruch, Yontif, it's awesome with the Rabbanim. Hoyo allows you to do it
even though midrabbanan it should be aser v'tzloy l'tzarech yontif. But there's a very interesting Shailos Chuvas Harid. He says that actually they travel together. He says like this. He says that once we have mitoich, once we have hoyl, that's why we can have mitoich. In other words, they're saying, he's saying a very beautiful word. He's saying, you know why Chazal, you know why we have a concept of mitoich? Because at the end of the day, everything may have a tzarech yontif. And since everything may have a tzarech yontif, what does hoyl tell us? What hoyl tells us is that since guests may show up, so I'm not doing it shloy l'tzarech yontif, I'm doing it l'tzarech yontif. So what Hoyl is saying is, you know, every melacha may have a tzarech yontif component. Once we have the concept of Hoyl, we could understand the concept of mitoich. There are indeed, however, rishonim and achronim, the Shita Mekabetzis, indeed says that according to Rashi, we don't have to have Hoyl. That once we have mitoich, we don't have to have any more a svara of hoyl. It's interesting, however, to point out that even Tosfos, who we're learning, has this strict interpretation, even Tosfos, that has the strict interpretation of mitoich, will agree, says something very interesting here in Tosfos on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis speaks about somebody who cooks good gedanofish, good anosha in milk on yontif, and he gets 5 malchus. And Tosfos says, the Gemara says, that price is only going according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Hillel that says, b'toich shehutru l'tzayruch, hutru nami shaloy l'tzayruch, and therefore there is no iser bishon. Ask Tosfos, but according to my interpretation, mitoich is only said when there's a tzayrich. There is no tzayrich when you're cooking giranosh and milk, because you can't eat it. So why does the Gemara say that according to Beis Hillel, you have not been oiver nisser? You are oiver nisser, because Beis Hillel, according to Tosfos, only applies. Beis Hillel only applies mitoich when there is a tzayrich. There is no tzayrich when you're cooking giranosha in cholov. So Tosfos says a gevaldige chiddush. Avada, one may not eat giranosha that's cooked in cholov, but the person who's cooking it, obviously he wants to do the wrong thing, but he wants to eat that. So he says, even though it's a tzayrich that's aser, and not allowed to eat, and I'll not even cook giranosh and cholov, but if it's a tzayrich that I want, that's enough for it to be considered a tzayrich, even according to Tosfos, and we could apply the concept on mitoich shehutru l'tzayrich hutru nami shaloy l'tzayrich. The pasuk says, as Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, v'yisa ames b'tzeikoi, the people carried their dough, Terem Yechmatz, before it became Chometz, Misharoysom Tzeruris B'Samloysom Al Shechmam. If you look at the Targum Yonasan Ben Oziel, he says, V'notel Amo Yes Lishoyin, the people took their dough, Ale Rishayim, on their head, Adeloy Achma, before they became Chometz, Umand Mishtaylon, but what was left over as they were leaving Mitzrayim, Mimpetirim Merori, from the matzo moror, sovru tzover bil shem al katzveim, that they carried on their backpack. So the mefarshim ask, why did they carry the dough on their head and everything else on their backpack in a normal fashion? According to Tosfos, understanding of our Gemara, it's very understandable. Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on Tezvav Nissan. Tezvav Nissan is a yontif. Yontif, one may not do melacha. And according to Tosfos, Midaraisa, you're only allowed to do melacha that has a tzarech yontif. When Klai Yisrael carried their dough as the leaving Mitzrayim, they were concerned that that dough may become chametz, because they're just carrying it and they're not doing anything with it. And therefore they're carrying it shloi letzorech. And according to Tosfos, if one carries something shloi letzorech yontif, you're over an issa deraisa. So since, says the Pasuk, they were concerned that this dough may become chametz, and then they weren't allowed to carry it. But the Gemara Masechta Shabbos says, Hamoitzi ben b'yaminoi ben b'smeiloi ben b'toichekoi al k'seifof chayef. Only if you carry in a normal fashion is it considered haitzah. But if you carry something on your head, it's not considered haitzah. So that's why, says the Targum Yonis and Benazil, they were very careful to carry their items as they left Mitzrayim, specifically on their head, because maybe it'll turn into chametz. And if it's chametz, you have no right to carry it. And according to Tosfos, if you carry something shloi letzorech, you're over an issa daraisa. In order to avoid that issa daraisa, they carried it in a not normal fashion, so that it can never come to an issa haitzah daraisa.